The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Watch the 3 habits, 4, 5, and 6. First, think win-win. Say to the person something like this. Why don't we agree to communicate until we can find a solution we both feel good about? Would you be willing to do that? In almost all cases, people will say yes to you. Now watch habit 5. Let me listen to you first. Most people do the very opposite. They want to first be understood. And when both parties want to be understood simultaneously, that's called the collective monologue, the dialogue of the deaf. They're not really listening. They're either speaking or preparing their speech. So the 5th habit is communicate first by listening, then expressing. Now, what's habit 6? That's where you're very creative and you think through new and better ways, new and better solutions. For instance, let's say that I want to go on a vacation out into the lake country, and you want to go on a vacation closer to your ailing mother. That's important to you. The other is important to me. I've looked forward to it. I'm a fisherman at heart. The boys are excited about it. But your mother is ailing, and you don't have an opportunity to see her very much. And that's important to you. Now, if I'm deep into authoritarianism, I might say, I don't really care what you think that much. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. We are going fishing. Or I'll beat it out of you. Or if I'm into martyrdom, I might say, well, have your way with me. It's the way it always is. I always lose. In the former case, I'm into win-lose. In the latter case, I'm into lose-win. Or we could apply habits 4, 5, and 6, assuming we have an abundance mentality and enough internal security to carry on this communication, and say, let's agree to communicate until we can find a solution we both feel good about. Would you be willing? All right, let's do it. Let me listen to you first. I understand that visiting with your mother is so important because you haven't seen her for this, and here's your situation, and you could relieve your sister who's been taking care of her, and you keep expressing till the other person feels deeply understood. But you know what we've been doing with these boys and how much time and effort we've been given into these lessons, and they want to get into this fly fishing, and it's just a perfect situation. And then I am understood. I am empathized too. And the spirit of mutual understanding creates such an affirmation, such a respect for each other. We're not going to go for win-lose or lose-win, nor are we going to compromise. We create new options, new alternatives in our minds. We find a lake near the mother. Maybe it's not as good as the lake we had prepared, but I feel much better about it because I respect my wife, and I love her, and I love her mother, and want to attend to that important need in a way that would also meet my boy's need to have an expression of their fishing opportunity. It's a win-win solution. Is it compromise? No, it's a better solution. Some might say it's compromise. You really wanted to go to this lake. You're compromising. Not so. I really don't. Because I care about my wife and I care about her mother. Neither is it a compromise to her. She doesn't want to see those boys just climbing walls while she tends her mother, takes care of her, has some good family visits. She'd like to see those boys involved in doing the thing they've been preparing to do. So they go for a win-win solution. Now, this little story could be amplified in any conceivable situation, my friends. Seriously. I am convinced that almost without an exception, if people practice 4, 5, and 6, they can take almost any difference and produce a third alternative better than either of the other two.